Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, public radio's daily journal of the digital age. Cell phone ringtones as political activism. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Political activist Eric Gunderson from Washington, D.C. believes America's cell phones should ring with the sound of their political beliefs. He's created his own ringtone designed to show his displeasure with the way the Bush administration handled Hurricane Katrina.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Gunderson says more than 20,000 people have listened to his ringtone.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
What I like about it is that it takes something that's traditionally one of the most annoying things, probably second to overhearing a really bad cell phone conversation on the bus. It's the cell phone going off, whether it's in the movie theater, it's at a restaurant, it's on the bus. These things are always going off. So now you take something like this, and you know, you put a little something else in there that shows what you're thinking about. It adds a little community right to the spot, and you know, make a couple people smile on the bus.
You're on the left end of the political spectrum, but political ringtones could come from any part of the political spectrum, I imagine, and could be useful for any kind of group.
Yes.
Is any real change possible, or is this mostly just fun?
I think if you were essentially at a march down at the Capitol, and you had people's phones simultaneously ring and broadcast this tone, I think that could be kind of cool. But really, this is essentially background activism going on, for the most part. I don't really ever see this having anything earth-shattering.
The problem with Gunderson's ringtone, however, is that it works on a very limited number of phones. U.S. cell phone companies make it hard for consumers to create and swap their own ringtones. That's where Riot Tones comes in. When it debuts next month, the service will be a do-it-yourself marketplace for political ringtones designed to work on all phones. Riot Tones creator Evan Henshaw Plath.
We wanted to make a tool that was quick and easy for activists to make and distribute political ringtones. They can find, you know, someone makes a ringtone of Bush saying mission accomplished, and you can use it ironically. You can use it as a way of raising political consciousness. Currently, with the purely commercial ringtone services, there's no space for that activism or that creativity to happen.
And part of that is just because of the way our cell phone networks are set up, right? I mean, it's hard to create a ringtone that would work on all phones, for example.
Sure, absolutely. Part of it's the way the cell phone network, part of it is that ringtones are closing in on a $3 billion a year industry. So the music industry really wants to control this, and they want it to be something where ringtones are bought and sold. And so they're fighting against the idea that these things could be freely shared.
As far as political activism, ringtones seem, on the face, to be kind of a trivial thing to try to effect change. Do you really think you can do anything with ringtones?
Well, sure, ringtones are kind of trivial, but we got to have fun too. Activism isn't solely about just having a protest or voting. It's also about creating a space in which people are thinking about ideas and politics. And so ringtones are a way of sort of a prankster-esque way of putting politics in people's everyday lives.
Evan Henshaw Plath is creator of Riot Tones, which he says will debut next month. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.